بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We were discussing the circular systems of schooling education. Passenger studied history and finds out that how did the system of education start and how is it spread in the whole world. If you look for example in India, we find that when the Kuffar and disbelievers that the English had taken over England, India, then they realized that the only people who will be in the way of their spreading their Christianity and their modernism and their atheism are the Muslim people. So anyhow, they in 1857 they killed many ulama, thousands of ulama were killed, Quran Sharifs were destroyed, madrasas were all closed down, and the English put a stop to the Persian language, which was the national language of India, replaced it with English. They put an educationist by the name of Lord Macaulay, and he must change the whole educational system in India. He introduced English into the school curriculum, and any subject which had a link with Islam, he removed it. And the object was to create such a mindset in the Indian that outwardly he would look like an Indian, but from within his heart, his soul and mind would be British. And this they were going to achieve in the name of education. He himself said, the speciality of this new education is, whoever goes through this our system of education will be Indian by face and skin, but in heart, soul and mind will be British. So what was the solution for the Muslims? They had to bring alive and protect their deen, their madaris, their Quran Sharif. So there were two groups in India. The one group was Sir Syed Ahmad Khan. He was working for the British, and they acknowledged his loyalty, gave many gifts and awards. And he had seen all the atrocities meted out to the Muslims. He was aware of the might and power of the English government. And he felt that the only way the Muslims could be saved from the harm of the British was to surrender to their strength, accept their rule, and adopt their ways and cultures. And he said only this way the Muslims will survive in India. So for this, we had to establish an Islamic university to educate the Muslims with secular knowledge so that materially they could progress. And then with these qualifications, they will get good jobs within the government. And so anyhow, he put down his university. And he wanted the Muslims to forget their old culture, to educate themselves with secular knowledge. He said that this is the solution for the Muslims in India. And the Muslims will progress rapidly with this newfound education. They will earn good salaries. They will have good, comfortable lifestyles. They won't feel inferior to the English people. So anyhow, he drove this idea to the Muslims. It was well received by the English people also. And then he started using the Quran and the Hadith to support his ideologies. And this created an uncomfortable atmosphere in India, especially amongst the ulama. Even his own people started going against him, opposing him. They were not prepared to accept. Anyhow, and the ulama felt that now the need was to defend and protect Islam in its pure and pristine purity, rather than going away from it and adopting a new culture and creed. So anyhow, when Sayyid, he laid his foundation for the Aligarh University, he sent one of his friends to Gangaur to meet Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangaur rahmatullah alayh, and say, I'm laying this foundation of a college which will become a means of success and progress for the Muslims. Other nations have progressed, whereas the Muslims are going backwards day and day. If you people cooperate with me in this endeavor of mine, I will achieve my goals quickly, and this will be the success of the Muslims. And he came to Gangaur and passed the message to Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangaur rahmatullah alayh. Maulana told him, my brother, we always knew success and progress of the Muslim lies in following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we have come to know that the progress of the Muslims lies in something other than this. I have spent my whole life in teaching the words of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I do not have any acquaintance with these things. And then he took the name of Maulana Al-Qasim al-Nawfi rahmatullah alayhi and said, he has got much deeper insight in these matters. Make mashwara, consult with him, and whatever he says, we will go by it. After all, we are muqallids. Then he went to Maulana Qasim al-Nawfi rahmatullah alayhi and conveyed this message of him and the meeting he had with Hazrat Gangaur rahmatullah alayhi. Maulana Qasim al-Nawfi rahmatullah alayhi told him that you get three types of people when it comes to doing work. One has a good intention but no understanding. Second one, who has got understanding but not a good intention. And the third is a person who's got no understanding, no good intention. We cannot say he doesn't have a good intention, but definitely we can say he doesn't have correct understanding. The reason for this is he wishes to take the Muslims on such a road which he feels will be the means of their progress, growth and advancement. Whereas in fact, actual fact, this is the very road which will lead them to their destruction, rule and terror. And why is this? Because our success lies in Akhirat. How much a person is prepared for Akhirat, and whatever will destroy his Akhirat, and that will lead to a person towards his destruction, even in this dunya, in this world also. So then the messenger told Hazrat Maulana Qasim al-Nawfi rahmatullah alayhi, it is for this reason that we are inviting you people to come and join us, so that you may correct any weaknesses you find in Sir Sayyid. So Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, what an amazing answer he gave. He said, it is the way of Allah Ta'ala that when any institution, the foundation is laid, you will definitely find the thoughts and perceptions of the founder in that institute. Since he is the founder of this college, you will find the effects of his thoughts and ideas in this institution. It's like planting a tree in your garden that bears bitter fruit. You then call a gardener with a container full with sherbet and ask him to continuously water this tree with the sherbet. Eventually, when the tree bears fruits, the fruit will still be bitter. So in this way, the foundation of every institute has an effect of the person who has made it. So the environments we are sending our children to, definitely whatever the person in charge, those who have laid down the foundation for that institute, it will have an effect on our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us guidance, show us the right path, protect us from evil, show us batil as falsehood, and save us from all of the evils of our nafs and shaitan and the love of the dunya. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.